resurrection, if we're partaking of the resurrection, that appointed once to die has already happened to us. In other words, death has no more sting, and we're entering into the life of God, not just a belief statement that I believe that he's been raised from the dead. I actually have been raised with him, and I'm starting to live that kind of life that he lived, because now he's at the throne, and he sent back the Holy Spirit, not just so you can say dunamis, but because that resurrection life was transmitted back from heaven through the Holy Spirit. So the same grave that he got out of, you got out of too. So in other words, death doesn't have any dominion over you anymore. So you just scoot on through the casket and go on up. You never know what hit you, you know. it's like a blink of an eye, you know. It's like, okay. I've already kind of hit this. You know, blessed are those who the second death has no power over. And so here's the Lord himself here saying, I'm here. I am the resurrection and the life, and I'm here. So, D, what's the title of my message? That's it. Raise it. Here's what I want to talk to you about. We'll catch up on that. You know, Enoch was a figure and type of the church. Y'all remember Enoch in the Old Testament? He was, and it's here's the Holy Spirit so wonderful about this, that he was actually the seventh generation from the fall. Y'all know what the number seven stands for? Perfection. So here's Enoch, the figure of perfection in God's mind. He never makes any mistakes. So I'm going to put the seventh generation, I'm going to put at the head of that Enoch to be a type of the church in the long run. In other words, I'm going to put resurrection life in him, and he's going to live resurrection life until it burns in him so much that I'm going to have to keep him home. That's prophetic of the church. Thank you. So as she was singing, see, this is why the anointing was on her today. Resurrection in your bones. That's not just a song. That's a reality. The resurrected Christ got inside of your bones, right? And so it transcends us off the natural to the spiritual, into a heavenly life that we're called to live out of. We can no longer just look at Enoch and say, wow, what did Enoch do? What did Enoch do? That he got caught up like that. We don't have to look at that and say that anymore. You know why? Because God's going to give us truth today. Here's why Enoch could live that kind of life. The Bible is very scanty about that man's life, you know. So we can't look at it and say, well, when he was a child, he was like this. And when he was 12, he was like that. You know, he got baptized. And when he was 15, and that was a joke, when he got 15, you know, he did this. And he never, the Bible said his life pleased God. That was one thing it said. And it said he walked with God. Just two things. He walked with God. There's no definition. There's nothing Deborah can point to that said, I'm going to walk like Enoch walked. He did this. I'm going to do it. The Holy Spirit said, no, I'm not going to put that in there. Because as soon as we see it, we're going to try to copy it. Put two essential things in there. He pleased God and he walked with them. Isn't it interesting that that's what it says about Jesus? There was only one man other than that. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, right? He never said that about anybody else but the son of Jesus himself. So what am I trying to say to you, Lorraine? Enoch's the type of the church. You know why? Because Christ got in Enoch. Can y'all hear that? Christ got in him. In other words, it's a prophetic of us. If we let Christ get in us strong enough, all we got to do is walk with God. Just fellowship and get in union with God. Don't try. Just let him get inside you. And if you're going through something, let him get inside you deeper. And if you're going through if you need something else, stop asking God to give it to you. Ask God to say, God, let your son get deeper inside of me. Right? Because, is that Tina? Thank you. Because Deborah. This is Deborah said at the banks. God is my sufficiency for everything. That's what Deborah said at the banks. I don't even know how to die myself. So I need Christ to help me die. I'm joined together in his death. I don't know how to get buried. I'm joined together and buried with him. I don't know how to get raised from the dead. I'm joined together and getting raised from the dead. I don't know how to pay my phone bill. I'm joined together to get him to pay my phone bill. I stop asking from the outside and let the one who's the bill payer live inside of me. And so now I'm doing nothing external from him. I'm doing nothing external from him. Somebody said, I go and start a business. Get the business maker on the inside of you. Thank you. Get the business maker on this. There's somebody trying to open something. Let the business maker go inside you first. I think he knows how to do it better than Gates. Can y'all got some other names for me? Jobs, whatever. And then you will genuinely give glory to him for it and not just be words out of your mouth. Somebody say, you got a successful thing going on. It's not me. It's Christ that liveth in me. He's the business maker. He gives me wisdom from above. What did it say about him? He's made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So here's Christ. Here's how spiritual eyes get opened up. Here's the mystery. Enoch walked with God. That's all. His walk in the year 1000 BC, it got deeper in 1010 BC or 990 BC. You understand? And by the time 950 BC comes, Enoch's like, oh my God, I'm walking with God so much that he's starting to look like my son because my son is in him. This is a Pastor Jerry scripture. You ever, that scripture that says, as he is, so are we. Why? Because he gets so deep inside you. That's not an impossibility. We get so joined to him that we start to look like him. And, somebody said, well, somebody was playing a joke on me the other day and said, I'm going to get a lottery ticket. I'm just messing around, okay? I said, I'm not going to stop him either. Because if Jesus is with you getting it, get it. You understand? That's how you got to go with it. You can't put a rule on them. You can't put a rule on people. If the life of Jesus inside of you, if Jesus is a lottery player, well, y'all going in there. And if he win, whose money is it? I know nobody in here plays, but I'll just try to get it to you. I know nobody in here plays, but I'll just try to get it to you. I know nobody in here plays, but I'll try to get it. I'm just trying to make a point. See, so many times we put too many do's and don'ts on people. And you want to do that, go. But if you can take Christ in there with you. Because, see, that's the secret of all of Christianity. If a person doesn't know Christ, they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway. That's the secret of Christianity. Here's the secret, right? Here's the mystery. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the whole mystery. So here's Christ got inside that man, Enoch. And he got deeper and strong in the fellowship. The union with God got so strong that God can type that as the church itself. You know, we shouldn't. Somebody was singing up here. I don't know if Shelley said it or I just heard it. But that life gets inside you that starts to burn. It's like you're impressing something, Rob, on something. You're impressing an image on top of a cloth or something like that, and you burn it in. And that's how that life gets inside you. His image starts to become yours by faith, right? We can't work for it. By faith, that starts to happen. And I think I heard Shelley say it, or I don't know. She said something like an iron getting on top of you and burning inside of you, and your life starts to look like his, right? It starts to burn every wrinkle, every spot and wrinkle out of you. Mm-hmm. How's Christ going to come back for Rob, a church without spot or wrinkle? The only one can live like that is Christ himself. It's like, I'm sorry, I know the scripture doesn't say this, but like Christ is an iron. I'm going to burn myself into you. You say, well, I want to do good things. I don't want you to do nothing. Let the good things come out of you. And when they come out of you, that's me burning in you. That's my life, not yours. And this is why Paul could say, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ in me. But Christ in me. Sometimes we want to do good, but we don't have the capacity yet. Because he's not burned in there strong enough yet. Sometimes we want to do stuff, but we don't have the capacity to do it yet. Our spirit is not yoked together with his spirit enough. So we don't have it. And so we're going to just do anything. We're still going to live in self until that unction gets deeper on the inside of us. I say Derek Cannon belongs to the resurrection. Because that's the only life that God and call that he has. That's his only vocation. In other words, the resurrection life is what Enoch walked in before he went all together for good. Are y'all following me? Finally, the resurrection life went so far in Enoch, he just had to go. Listen, when Christ comes back for his second return, it's not going to be like a doctrine or because, okay, now is the time. It's, you know, 2050 AD, and that's the day that I selected from before the foundation of the world. No. He's going to find a church that he's able to burn himself into that's already walking in resurrection power. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's just going to pull on the resurrection power that's already in you. It's not from the outside. It's from the inside. In other words, he's going to come and say, well, I don't see no resurrection power in Derek, so I'm going over here. Are y'all following me? So this whole thing about the rapture is something like rapture. God's going to use what's already in you to rapture you. It's not a doctrine. It's a life. You want to? There you go. Okay. All right. So, this is really good. So here's what happened this morning. Thank you, Deborah. What she said was this. I just heard that the resurrection power is already in there. It's just been dormant. So that's the truth, right? So this morning when Roz, that's why I'm saying Roz, speak resurrection over power. It's just an activation of what's already inside of you. That's why we went through this whole exercise this morning. God's activating the life of God, the life that raised him from the dead and made the grave empty. It's already inside of us. It's just dormant. And so when Pastor Ross started ministering and the worship team started ministering, you know, worship isn't just good music. It's ministry, guys. It's got to be ministry, guys. It's got to be ministry. So Ross, please forgive me, but I was like kicking her. Go, go, go. Because you can start to see the anointing on people. And it's very important that that got activated this morning. Really, it's because of our unbelief that we can't see the kingdom. But so sometimes God will activate your faith. In the spirit, right? Okay, now I belong to that resurrection realm. I've never heard it like this before. What was inside of me already now is starting to be activated. So now I can call you a resurrection person. You won't think I'm crazy. Right? I belong to a whole nother order. I belong to the resurrection realm. What did Jesus say to Mary and Martha? I know what Mary said. One day, I know I'm going to see my brother one day in the afterlife. That's how men think. See, we think natural. And Jesus said, no. Why are you unbelief like that? I'm the resurrection. In other words, it's right now. You just got to get activated. See, your faith, there's a faith activation today. We start moving to a realm that we're going to live in forever. That's the power. That's the kind of church God's looking for. That's the power of life from the dead. It's the only power that we're called to walk in, life from the dead. Pastor Love, death has no more dominion over it. See, if we operate in the natural, the death realm, that's where Satan has his dominion. Satan can't cast out Satan. You keep trying to get him out, but you're still in the wrong realm. Are y'all following me? We got to come up to a whole different realm. You know, even though we walk this world, and we're in it, but we're not what? We're not of it. Well, where are you of? If you're in it but not of it, where are you of? I'm of the heavenly realm. So God pushes me up. He does things in our lives. And I need to get you out the natural. Because you, what did he say? You're spreading. He's seated together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You're partaker of the heavenly life right there, right? Hebrews 3:1. We're seated together in Ephesians. We're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I got to make that a reality to you. Because you keep praying, but you're praying from the wrong realm. And you say, well, I don't get no prayers answered because you're praying from the earth. What's going to be bound in heaven, see? So God's got to introduce us and change our countenance and change our belief system and change and get it off the earth. I need to get you off the earth. I need to get you off the earth. Can I get you off the earth, right? Can I get you off the earth for just 2 seconds? Because if I can get you off the earth for 2 seconds and you taste that, he's like, I can't come back down here anymore. God, show me when I'm still in the earth so I can go back up there with you. Right? And the song, resurrection song, if he be lifted up, he's going to draw people unto you, unto him. Unto him, if he be lifted up. So we lift him up first. We get try to get people saved on the ground. Take them through a little meaningless quotation. Just quote this after me. Ain't nothing happening in their heart. There's no, I believe he raised from the dead or nothing in there. It's all on the ground. And then we have a hard time getting them to stay in church because they really never got nothing. And it's a church full of hypocrites. Well, but you know, you find a resurrection house. You find a resurrection house. I want to give you this mic so bad. Derek, you find a resurrection house. Look, they can say what they want to say, but I know who I believed on, and I know where I live in the heavenlies, and I'm not perfect, but I'm getting like him, right? See, the whole matter in this is Enoch, right? The whole matter is he could never, ever, ever in 1,000 years please God unless Christ was in him. Are you listening? You could never please God in 1,000 years, but unless Christ is in you and you're walking in his resurrection. You can't do it. You can't do it. Here's what he said. And I fought over the scripture for years. I'm like, this is impossible. He says, be ye holy as I'm holy. I'm like, what are you talking about? Who can live like that? Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You know, it's a mistake from year zero. Right, Ma? From year zero. Mistake after mistake. And he says, be ye holy as I am holy. You know, we turn that into a commandment that we got to follow. And all he's trying to say is, I'm holy. The Holy One going to start living in you.
Come on now.
And carry it out himself. And so instead of me laboring over laws and rules and trying to get there, I got the resurrection and life in me. I got the resurrection in the life of me. Holiness is a person. It's not an act. It's a person. It's a person living in me. I'm like, I can feel holiness inside. It's a person. Holiness is a person. He's inside of me. He's activated inside of me, right? I live by faith in the one who lives inside of me. Ding, 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 ding. You remember that? Right? So we get rid of the little phrases. I'm saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. No. I got somebody inside of me that's saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. Remember what Paul said? I'm not sufficient for anything. I can't do anything, but my sufficiency is God. I got no sufficiency in myself to think anything of myself. But my sufficiency comes from heaven. My wisdom comes from heaven. My righteousness comes from heaven. You know, when Jesus on that cross, I love this man Jesus, because when he said it's finished, but listen to me. Not only was the penalty for sin finished, not only was all the sacrifices done, the old man's finished too, but you know what was also finished? Your life in him. Your life in him. In other words, he started your life and he's the only one that can finish it. Your life's finished. From before the foundation of the world, finish. Your life is finished. Finish. So why are you working for stuff? Finish. Why are we working for stuff? I fail, I'm pulling on that one inside me harder. God, I want more union with you. I want more fellowship with you. And it keeps growing and growing. Resurrection life gets stronger and stronger because he's the resurrection and the life. It's a person. He's made into his wisdom. Wisdom is a person. He's given to you peace. Peace is a person. All the stuff we're trying to get, and it's living. We need him for everything. So here's the Christianity, but pretty much the whole of Christianity is trying to get something that they already got. Because he lives in you. He breathes in you. He has your being in him. All these in him statements in the New Testament. In him you live and move. In him you walk. In him you breathe. In him you're holy. In him you have wisdom. In him you have life. In him you have death. In him you have life. In him you have resurrection. On the other hand, look at all these works, Lord, I did in your name. Look at all the people, demons I cast out. Look at all this stuff I've done. He says, I never knew you. Because you never were in me.
Yes, that's it.
You were never in me. You're never in me. And it's God's cry. Just join yourself to me. I do all the work. Just join yourself. You have no, in yourself, you can do nothing. Remember Jesus' example of this. He laid the example. In myself, I can do nothing, right? Unless my Father does it, it won't get done. I only do what I see my Father do. He's the example of utmost humility, of nothingness. Unless it comes from the Spirit, unless it comes from the resurrection, then I can't even. He never healed one person. It was always the Holy Ghost in him. All those healings he did, he never healed one person. It was the Father. He never gave himself credit for healing one person. And even when dying, he said, nobody takes it from me. It's just whenever the Father says, I'm ready to go. No, y'all can't do it. Y'all can't do it. They try to throw stones at him. They miss. Because not my time yet. Until my Father says, until heaven says it's time to go, until new life says it's time for the old one to go, then I ain't going nowhere. We live by faith and not by sight. Right? He said, listen, PWM, this is God's beckoning call. God's beckoning call this morning. It was in the song, it was in Pastor Rob, it was in the worship, it was in the musicians. You know, God's just not playing, giving us entertainment. The life was on that child. And it's all back. Come with me. Just come with me. Come sit with me. Just come sit with me. I'll empower you. You can't do it. The more you try, the more you fail. And sometimes it takes us 20, 30, 40 years to figure that out. Resolutions and trying and willpower and bless God competition. Rob, I'm not going to do better than me, you know. All natural stuff. And God said, no, you can't do it unless I quicken you to do it. I originated it. I carry it out. You know, even your faith is not yours. You've got the faith of Christ. Can you hear that? We keep trying to use human faith to get stuff done. The only thing that's going to work is His coming on you. We're locked under bondage of self and self-sufficiency and willpower and the natural man trying to get it done and interfere with God's work, right? Yeah. Listen, great day God is on y'all today. Pastor Deborah, it's grace upon grace. It's grace. It's of His fullness that we received. It's of His fullness. I gave my fullness to you so you can carry everything out in my name and in my power and my strength and in my life. As soon as yours get in the way, it's going to die and be corruptible. Can you give Kristen date? You got an announcement card? Can you put the quote up? Can you put the quote up? Can you come up and do it? I want you to do it. Right? Because the quote relates to this, and I hadn't even put them together until I read it back in the back. But I wanted to read this, especially after the things I shared. Stay with me. So, I need your attention for just a second. God's qualifying you for the kingdom. His only qualifying act is to give you His Son. There's no works for you to do to qualify. Just accept my Son. And not only His blood to forgive, but His blood to live through. You can't live life without His presence. Because the only thing that's going to please me is Him in you. You say, I've done missionary work. The only thing that's going to please me is Him in you. You say, I've helped the poor. The only thing's going to please Him is my Son. The same thing my Son and I'm well pleased. It's the same pleasure He's going to ever get is that Son start manifesting in Amanda. That Son's life, right? We live by faith and not by sight. We live by faith in the Son of God. See, you wanted faith for a car. God wants you to use your faith to get connected with the life of God. You want faith for a parking space. God's going to give you faith to touch heaven and touch the eternal. You want faith for a pair of shoes. I know I'm messing. And a parking spot at the shoe store. Where's the joining faith? Where you're emptied and His life takes the place of it. And unless God can empty us, we can never live out this true Christianity.
Amen. God is the essence of joy to us in a time when all seems barren, when it seems that nothing can help us but the light from heaven that is far brighter than the sun. When that touches you and changes you, you realize nothing is worthwhile but that. If we do work outside of Him, if we do it for ourselves, it will be a failure. My God. I have a story. We will be able to succeed only as we do the work in the name of Jesus. Oh, the love that God's Son can put into us if we are only humble enough, weak enough, and helpless enough to know that unless He does it, it will not be done. When He humbles us and touches us, we become a habitation of Him who is all light, all revelation, all power, and all love. Yes, God the Holy Spirit is manifested within us in such a way that it becomes completely glorious. Smith Wigglesworth. Amen. So this week, Drew goes to preschool 2 days a week. And one day he came home and he said that Drew has long hair. You can see him. And none of the boys in his class have long hair. And he had a braid one day he wore to school, and they told him he looked like a girl. And so he comes home this week and tells us that someone had been pulling his hair in his class. Childlike faith, resurrection in our veins, Christ in us, joy and life and light. He has all of that in him. He's closer to it than I am. He's living it. Let me show you how worldly we can be, how far off we can get. So I said, when he told us about it, BJ and I immediately said, well, what did you do? Did you tell him to stop? Did you push his hand away? You know, what did you do? And he said, I didn't do anything. I just said, please stop. And we said, well, no. You need to say stop. And you want to know what I did, Pastor Jerry? I tried to make him do it. I said, do it, Drew. Let me see you say stop and mean it with your face. He did it once, but it was weak. Oh, the love that God's Son can put into us if we are only humble enough, weak enough, and helpless enough to know that unless he does it, it will not be done. So I made him do it a second time, and the little boy cried. It wasn't in him. And I said, it broke me and BJ. And I thank God. I'm putting myself out there and I don't care, because I pray, God, change me to be like that. We the more we grow in this world, we should grow like Enoch and not like I am being right now or like I was this week. So my prayer is, God, let me be more like Enoch. Let me be more like Drew. Don't let me be like this world, because we have too many defenses and offenses. And we try to defend ourselves. We try to not be weak, not be humble, and not be helpless enough. So nothing that God wants to do can be done. And I bent down on my knees and I said, I'm sorry. And Drew said, what are you sorry for? He's still clueless. Still clueless, because he's still in love. He's still in love. And I said, I'm sorry for trying to change you. For trying to make you something that you're not. Make you into the world. Make you defend yourself. Jesus didn't defend himself on a scale of 1 to 10 of suffering. Jesus was a 10. Drew's pulling hair didn't make the scale. And what did I do? I've already asked for forgiveness. That was in the story.
No, good. That's good. That's good. So we mold our children into the world. No wonder resurrection life doesn't work. See, we need to hear that. Because it doesn't just work automatically. There has to be some humility working on our part before it becomes undormant. Right? Pastor Deborah, I just keep needing to pray for you here. There's a release that's coming. You know, God's taking the scales off of our eyes so that we can see the secrets of Christ. And this is the mystery and this is the secret, Christ in us. And we've heard it and we read it, but we have to see it on the inside. The value of Drew. You know, Drew so saw Christ that he couldn't figure out why are you molding me like this? He couldn't, what is going on here? All I see is Christ. You know, this is my nature. It's from above. And God's letting us stand on a whole different platform. A heavenly platform, a resurrection platform that makes no sense to the flesh. But the life of God will continue to manifest through this child. And she'll speak. And, you know, and very soon she'll speak easy. In other words, it'll come out of her like living water. It'll be easy. It'll be speak easy. It'll be so like current coming from the throne. Speak easy. It's the language of heaven. You know, back in, I guess, in the that period of time in the early 1900s, they would prohibit alcohol, so they opened up those little speakeasies, you know. Well, speakeasy is another way you got them. When you get inebriated, words come out. But if you're spiritually inebriated from heaven, she's a speakeasy in herself. Well, that's sort of the point I'm trying to get. She lost Deborah, and she gained the ascended Christ. And he speaks through her. And then the dead will get risen. Because what did Christ say? At my voice, even the dead will rise. Her voice will become like Christ's. In other words, the dead will hear Christ through her because she'll be nothing in herself. And then people will get raised from the dead. And she won't even be thinking about it. Thank you, God, for the glory of God that's being pasted and manifested in this child. In Jesus' name. Amen. What's that song that keeps trying to come up inside of me? This is my daily bread. This is my daily something. What is it? You're the air I breathe. Something living in me, right? What is it? What is it? Your presence living inside of me. Can you imagine when that's your daily bread? That his presence is so living inside of you, you got out the way. You thought nothing of yourself because of the sufficiency that lived inside of you. He's birthing sufficiency in here today. He's birthing Enoch spirit in here today. Because when it's finally done, the true church is going to look like Enoch. I guarantee you. There was Christ in that man back there. He knew all about the church back then. He said, I'm going to give you an example right there. He just walked with me. He was in me. He was in union with me. And I was in him. You looked at him, you saw Christ. Finally, my brethren, let me say it like this before I get Pastor Jerry the mic. We're going to walk with him, don't we? Pass the love, pass the love, pass the love. We're going to walk with him. We're declaring stuff. We're going to walk with him. You remember in Revelation, see, I'm getting out there for you. But we're changing the whole paradigm of Christianity, that natural man. He said this. He said, they're going to walk with me in white. And they're going to be at my marriage supper. Who can do that? Who can do that unless we put Christ on while we're down here? You know, the white is a person. Walk with me in white. In other words, you walk with Christ and his whiteness becomes yours. His purity becomes yours. I'm ready for the marriage feast. Versus trusting in ourselves and our own ability. Our righteousness that's as filthy rags. We have to get rid of that. And the currents of glory start flowing over you. And when you walk in Christ, you walk in the white. And you're ready for the marriage feast. We got to get it now. Going to heaven, when you get to heaven, it's too late. It's just too late. That's probably the danger of y'all being here, everybody being here. Because now we're all accountable. So we can see Pastor Love with white robe on, but his name is Jesus. And so Jesus is just another name we tack on at the end of a prayer. It's our life. He's our life. and I'm robed in him. The seamless robe, the seamless gown of the Son of God clothed you until you look like him, smell like him, think like him, breathe like him, love like him. May that current of blessing fall on this guy, this lady. May that be the faith of her heart, Christ in her, the hope of glory. Amen. All right, so I think I'm done. Could you close for me? Huh? Oh, who is that? You got something? Come on. Come on. Praise Jesus. Amen.
I just want to say, like you said, we're held accountable. So early in the service, I heard Ghost Whisper. And so I don't know if any of you, I watched a show. It was called Ghost Whisper. And it was about a lady that always tried to get the dead to cross over. And so that's what this message is today. And so being held accountable, this is a message that the Lord said is crossing us over. Over into a whole nother world, a whole nother realm, as you talked about, into the resurrection. So when the podcast comes, or just hold it. Don't let it go. Listen to it, or anything that comes back to your memory this week, keep remembering and remember it, because we're all crossing over. Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Dre, can we get that on the podcast? Tonight, I'll give you what you need to get it going, okay? All right, good. Hi, your name is?
Velva.
Can y'all bless the Velva?
Bless the Lord, Prevailing Word Ministries. We're guests here. We were sent here by the Lord today. I did not know that. I know Amanda. I used to work with her. Did not know. But the Lord wants me to. I had a vision. I actually called up here. I don't know who answered the phone when I called. But I called because I had a vision that the Lord gave me. And it goes, I didn't know what the word was going to be concerning this vision. But I had a vision on March the 20th. It was in the morning after prayer, about 6 a.m. I had a vision. It was in black and white. It was a war going on. One side of the war, there was an enemy, but he was shooting at this particular plane. But I couldn't see that enemy. Now, on the other side, I seen a big plane. So this plane, it was a huge plane aircraft, and this particular plane on this side was shooting at this plane, and the plane began to go down. And as it went down, it hit the ground, and the smoke began to, you know, come up from it. And I said, wow, they're dead, because I'm watching the vision unfold. It's in black and white film, and I'm watching it. And I said, surely everyone in here is dead. They're dead. All of a sudden, someone got out of the plane, and they stood on top of the plane like this, and they were in attention like this. They had a military uniform on, and they had a hat. All of a sudden, as I'm watching, another person stands on top of the plane. They take the same, they stand up like this. As I'm watching it again, the other person, and they stand to attention like this, and as I look, the whole plane that was meant to go down and be, I thought everybody was dead, the whole plane was covered with people. And you know what the Lord says? Prevailing Word Ministries. I never heard of Prevailing Word Ministries a day in my life. I got on Google. I Googled. We're from North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. I'm from Virginia, but we just moved to North Carolina. The Lord sent me today to come here to tell you all. You will live and not die.
Amen.
And you will declare the glory of the Lord. And so the Lord wants you all to know that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord for you all. Amen. You are a son of God. There are many houses that say they're gods, but you, son, you're my chosen one. You are. You are. You carry the heart of God. You carry the mind of God. You carry the spirit of God. I didn't know what the Lord was saying. I didn't know the full word of what he wanted to release today. But when I got in here and y'all said resurrection, that's what the plane meant. And y'all got on top of the plane. Resurrection. Resurrection power. I thought it was dead. I thought everybody in the plane was dead. Prevailing Word Ministries. You shall live and not die, but declare the glory of the Lord. The Lord is with y'all. The Lord is with you all. The Lord is with you. The Lord himself is with you all. He loves you. He loves y'all. He loves y'all. He loves y'all. He sent me all the way from North Carolina to tell y'all. Gave me a vision in the night. Never heard of you all. Had to Google. A few other came up. God said, no, this one. And Glen Allen, Virginia. This Prevailing Word Ministry. That's how much he loves you all. When I walked through the door, God said, you're in the right house. Because I seen Amanda. I knew I was in the right place. God. God. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you.
I tell you, glory, 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 glory. Share forth his glory. We're going to 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 share forth his glory. And share forth his glory. Gonna share forth his glory. Gonna share forth his glory. What a day. What a day. That's crazy. Does God know how to speak for himself? We don't have to make this stuff up. That's his voice. What I realized when Velva was sharing was, you know, back in the early centuries, they walked in resurrection, but the enemy shot that plane down. Wow. Now we're recovering. Now we're recovering and coming out like soldiers.
Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit has sealed. The Holy Spirit has sealed our mission. He has sealed it. He sealed it. He sealed it with his power. And he sealed it with his blood. We have but to go forth. We have but one, you know, on the mountain last week, we said we wouldn't go back. We said we wouldn't go back. Now we know why we can't go back. Now we know why we can't go back. That we will march forth. Paul says as good soldiers to fight a good fight of faith, of resurrection power. Can you believe that, y'all? Velma, can you believe that? My God. If there's ever been any doubt. If there's ever been any doubt, Chris. If there's ever been a doubt. I just says he sealed it. It's real. We'll go forth from here. In his authority and his power of resurrection. My God. My God. My God. Velma, thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being obedient. Because you didn't have to do that. Thank you for being, that God found a vessel that he could use. We thank God for you. And we prophesy over your life. That you will continue to hear God and you will continue to walk in obedience and you will continue to release his authority and his purpose to his people. We thank God for you. This day has been sealed. When Pastor said finished, oh, he finished it today. that was started before the foundation of the world, he's finishing it in us today, bringing forth resurrection power for his glory. There are many souls that's coming out of that resurrection power. The plane she saw, there are many souls that we don't even know yet. The Holy Spirit said, we don't even know them yet, Vama. They're coming out of the death into life. They're coming out of death. The enemy thought he had them. The enemy thought he had won. But resurrection power is going to raise them up. The devil thought he had won. There are souls that the devil thought he has won. But no, they're coming up. I could name a few. Velma that I know is coming up. They're coming up. And they're going to stand at attention before the Lord. They're coming up and stand at attention before the Lord. Before the throne of God. And Jesus is going to say, yes, go forward. I raised you from the dead. Now go forward. I thank God for that. For the witness here this morning. God sent a witness from North Carolina to bear witness with us of what he's doing in this house. Man, Pastor, I could just bow. I could just, oh my God. Lord have mercy. We praise him. We're just going to go out under the cloud today and continue to move forward in his death, burial, and resurrection. Yes. We need to receive the offering, James. Where are you? Yeah, after we leave, James, put the box up here. See, put the box up here. And if you want to get an envelope, PWM, 1000 is THOUSAND. Ask thousands. Lord have mercy, Velma. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I feel like I can fly. I want to jump on that chair so bad. Lord have mercy. There's been a lifting in this house today. Woo. Lord, Pastor, have you ever? Jesus. Oh, this is not coincidental. This was planned before the foundation of the world. Just like he had to find a vessel to bring Jesus into the earth, he had to find a vessel to bring them into the earth, to bring that message to us. Sir, what's your name? All right, Jesse, her husband. We thank you for the union. We thank you for the union and the power of Christ. God, the plan of Christ. We always say we don't know the plan that he had for us. It's to live resurrection life. He's revealing his plan, y'all. As plain as day. He's revealing his plan for us. We talk about to prosper. Come on. Resurrection life is the deepest prosperity you can get. You can't get a deeper prosperity than that. To raise up and go to heaven during the throne of God and walk with Enoch in heaven. Right here on earth. Come on, y'all. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. That's all I say is let's keep going. Lord have mercy. As you have your envelopes, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day. It goes down as a memorial. Pastor, we've got to put something somewhere to mark this day. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that. We have to put something here in this church that will mark this day as a memorial. So, Father, we thank you for your death, burial, and resurrection and the power to ascend and be with you. We thank you that your will be done and your kingdom has come in here. Your kingdom is but your government and your rule and your authority. So we thank you for manifesting that in us today and continuously that we'll walk in it. We'll live in the power of the resurrection. We'll live in it. It has been bared witness in here today. And we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Father, we love you. Lord, have mercy on us if we forget this day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen.